cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, cutting the digits on February 6th, 2012. For newcomers, help yourself to the free audios at cutting2matrix.com. And so you'll hopefully understand eventually that the big system that runs the world has been here for a long time, the same system that's brought generation after generation through all the cultural changes from fashion to music to movies to even the way we speak. Comedy movies, of course, and how they really bring in a planned society. We're living through a planned society. We are a planned society, in fact, but we've got much bigger plans on the go right now, as we speak, have been for a long time, and they don't let up because they're never mentioned, these big organizations in government circles, at least on public television or anything like that, and so they tend to have a lot of privacy, so much privacy, in fact, even Rockefeller thanked the media for not intruding on their private meetings for the last 40-odd years. So this is how we're run by secrecy, of course, with a global agenda, a planned society. And that encompasses pretty well everything. You understand the meaning of a planned society to see what we're actually getting at. Help yourself to the audience, as I say, and you can also help me out as well by getting books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. This is not a big business or anything like that. It's basically one guy who had to come out and tell the public what he knew because he realized they hadn't a clue of the reality that was all around them. They were taught to perceive it all in a different fashion or to completely ignore it, in fact. That's how most people are. They expect the media to tell them what to worry about, and they give you lots of trivial and trivial things to worry about and distractions. So it's very easy to manage the planet, really, and they've done a darn good job of it so far. Most folk are oblivious of the reality. So buy the books and discs, as I say, and remember, from the US to Canada, you can use a personal check, use an international postal money order from the post office, and you can use PayPal. Some people will send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And in the books I do, and in writings I do as well, I try to show you how the cons of the conology, I call it, is the art or science of it. Conology really is the science of conning the public pretty well all the time. And show you how it's been used down through the ages, even through the secret societies. In a sense, your government is a secret society because you're given public relations information, but you're not given the truth of really what they're up to. It's gone that far, and it's been that way for not for a long time. So you're never really told what's really, really behind anything that they're doing, nor are you told all of what they're doing in one particular area. It's all hush-hush and secretive. So you find out that the government's been using these tricks down through centuries and centuries and centuries, very ancient, in fact, and how those who rule over you always pretend to serve you. They even call themselves public servants, and yet the highest paid jobs really imaginable. And they're treated like kings and queens when they go abroad, with red carpet treatment and everything else. So when you understand the system you truly live in, and the nature of man never changes, and that psychopaths generally end up going into governmental circles, they're generally, again, already successful with CEOs of corporations that clawed their way up and assassinated lots of folk on the way, in a metaphorical sense, sometimes real too, but they become the top dogs. Advisors are more important than the puppets they put in front. Carol Quigley told us that, and he was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations. So we're living through, as I say, a planned agenda. Help yourself to the audios and make good use of them. Back with more after this break.
Are you- Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. What I do on this broadcast really is to try and mainstream media and try and add to what they've actually omitted to give you the bigger picture of what's been going on, because the media never gives you the whole story. We're misled by partial truths, you see. It's far easier to do that. And 90% of the paper could be your regular trivia, and that's okay. Whatever they're telling you might be truthful or untruth matter. And then again, the one little part that's left, it's a mixture of truth and fiction or misleading facts, as they say, to try and get you on board with a global agenda, for instance, like think local, act global, or vice versa. And these kind of things, everything is propaganda, you see. Everything is literally propaganda. Even the trivia is often propaganda. And it's quite interesting how they all get nudged now. I don't know if you've looked at Sunstein's book, The Nudge, and he actually talks about nudging you along on your computer. People who read this also read that, and they nudge you into the way to go. But Sunstein himself says that we don't just nudge them in where to go and look. He says we nudge them into the proper places to look, where they'll come away with the proper opinions. Understand? Do you understand? Didn't that tell you that the governments and Microsoft and all the other corporations out there are all working on the same agenda? They're all just arms of the same agenda. And therefore, be careful how you get nudged to here, to there, to anywhere, because the first part of warfare is always psychological. Always psychological. And those who hear propaganda coming out from you, for instance, will also put their counter-propaganda, or even the same kind of propaganda, and spin it off. So be awfully careful of what you allow into your mind, and always do your own research on a particular topic, because you have to. You're responsible, ultimately, to yourself and what you think and what you put out. No one can force you to think one way or another. But we do it so willingly when it sounds familiar to us or from agencies we trust, for instance. Now, I try, as I say, and basically categorize and catalogue the events as we go through them and go back in time as to when this first started or even where the idea came up with in the first meetings, for instance, on different topics. And you'll find that everything that's on the go today literally was getting spoken about sometimes 50 years ago, sometimes 100 years ago, in these private circles, as they like to call themselves. And the Royal Institute of International Affairs is one of the biggest players in the planet on this. And the other organizations they have, I don't like the word royal, gets the title, comes from foreign relations. And so they run the world. And under them and belonging to them is every corporation in the world, when you see their membership list. Every single one. And they have specialized think tanks on every darn area of society. They've had one on the go, just one think tank working on the coming food crisis for the last 16 years now. Go into the website at Chatham House and have a little peek. But they also tend to, for the general public, they put out a lot of stuff too that has their objectives in it, but of course the reasons for those objectives are awfully obscure. They'll tell you the true agenda. And so there's always an inner party and an outer party to Chatham House or the CFR. And again, Carl Quigley talked about that since he was the historian for the group. He says the inner party don't publish all of the truth or even sometimes any of it in certain cases to the general public. And even the outer party must take for granted and verbatim and truthful what is given to them and what they put out to the public. Everyone in turn is played, understand, in this game of deception. Everyone is used. So technically they also use the outer party, and that consists of lots of journalists, thousands of them across the world, and many other players in politics and so on. But it's very much like the NGOs. The NGOs tend to generally, they've been funded for 100 years by the Rockefeller Foundation, Ford, Carnegie, and a whole bunch of other ones. And their job is to always look for a socialist or communistic grand finale to all this when the world becomes completely communist and there's fairness and all this wonderful hugging each other stuff across the whole planet. And what their leaders don't tell them, because their leaders are always supplied, remember, always supply the leaders. The leaders don't tell them that there's going to be a very, very harsh system where literally they want to depopulate you. In fact, they want you to come to them and justify why you exist. You're not serving the great cause, you know, the great global cause. So everyone's lied to in turn. And it's easy to get people into big crowds to go and protest things. The problem is that at the end, you find you're being used by big Marxist groups. Marxism is just the other hand, you see, of capitalism. If you haven't figured that out. And that's why so many of the big capitalists, especially in the U.S. and London, financed the whole communist revolution, and we kept financing and feeding Russia right through our Soviet Union and through its entire existence. Canada and the States used to compete every year, right up to about the 1980s, to feed Russia, to get big contracts. Why would you be feeding an enemy that was going to blow you up at any minute, and who went by a communistic regime that said that they were going to eliminate all the middle classes, generally bloodily, like they did in the Soviet system? Why would they be allowed? Why would you be doing that? Because it never was real, folks. Real to the ones at the bottom players, they didn't know any better. But the ones above them, you darn well. Lenin certainly knew that the dictatorship would last about 70 years. And then join the West, and just system not like communist, not like capitalist. Same banks, though. Same banks. And that's why the bankers like dealing with nations rather than individuals. A nation can use its enforcement arm, which the taxpayer pays for, to go and hit you in the head if you don't pay up. The money that eventually ends up in the banker's pockets for national borrowing. We also live in a system which is highly technological. It's really busting ahead. At least what they're giving us is busting. I'm sure they're ahead of what they tell us. They'll never tell you the whole truth on anything, especially to do with weaponry. But the hell they're bringing in is truly a science fiction nightmare. So a lot of it's already here, of course, but a lot more is still to come. They've shown it all in all the movies they've given us over the years. This is kind of like Minority Report 2. You saw those little spiders and swarms and everything. It says swarming their way gracefully to a war zone. Gracefully to a war zone, isn't it? It's like ballet dancers tiptoeing off to go and bayonet people. Amazing flying display of robotic choppers that could one day help our troops. It's to help the troops understand. You know damn well it's for you. Like some epic computer-generated movie scene, futuristic aircraft swarm around in synchronized fashion and perform impressive mid-air stunts. So we can get pretty well good, well entertained as they're killing us. But the spectacle is real, and the robotic nano-quadrotors, they call them, despite being not bigger, much bigger than your hand, could one day revolutionize warfare. We're awfully good at killing ourselves, aren't we? There's so much money goes into killing because, you see, that's where power truly is. It's always been that way. Aristocracy rose up, nobility rose up through slaughtering first neighbors and then areas and all the way up to nations. That's why they do it. Says the miniature helicopters, which have four propellers, are still in their infancy and development, but have been extensively trialed carrying items and maneuver through small gaps. So don't open your windows if it's a bit warm. It is hoped they may be useful in locations where construction is hazardous for humans, such as in war zones, oil rigs, or on extremely tall skyscrapers. Now, the team from the University of Pennsylvania, well known for its quadrotor research, I've never heard of it before, well known though, have programmed the mini choppers to carry out autonomous swarm behavior. This means that they can fly like birds or bees, moving en masse in a synchronized fashion in one direction or another without being programmed to perform individual maneuvers. So there's a video posted on the web by Alex Kushlyev, Daniel Millinger and Vijay Kumar of the General Robotics Automation Sensing and Perception demonstrates the feat. So you can watch that if you watch that. It's better to watch a science fiction. Up to 20 nano-quadrotors form around in multiple formations that echo the red arrows. So it's like ballet, ballet in the sky, eh? And then they bring up these little things and perforate your skull with little holes. Well, that's where your tax money is going for anyway. And an even better future than the drone ones we have, the day we have drones flying over you and all this kind of thing. And austerity too. It's so amazing that people don't understand what austerity means. You have to look it up and look through the history of austerity and the times it's used. It's always used in warfare, and then that's generally when they hit you. Or again, when they want to soak more taxes out of you and put it elsewhere that they never tell you about. It says 500,000 lights go out in blackout Britain. Councils blame cuts as streets are left in the darkness. This is part of the sustainability program. They don't understand Agenda 21. They've all to cut back on everything. That includes councils and everything else. So this is town halls are switching off 500,000 street lights to save money, despite fears of increased crime and accidents, a Daily Mail investigation found. Majority of county councils in England and Wales are plunging some residential and rural roads into darkness between midnight and dawn. And then it goes on, where lights are, this is not the first time I've done this. Where lights are being left on after midnight, some councils are fitting them with dimmers to reduce electricity consumption. So it's a cut back on all the power, especially the coal power and everything else, which is definitely part of the agenda. They've closed a lot since then already. And we've all signed deals to eventually eliminate coal. And then I guess we'll have little windmills like they had at the circuses and fairs, used to hold them in your hands and you know, then until the end fell off it, and which happens again to the big ones too when they hit a storm. Anyway, this is the austerity measures they're going through, and we're all going to get it. Rolling blackouts were announced by the UN 20 odd years ago. Back with more after this break.
Shh. sure, there are winter specials. And then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8. All specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more, or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hi, folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. And, you know, I read this article about austerity and sustainability, and I really cut back on it. The same thing that Maurice Strong was talking about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he said that all this was coming, and he went to the United Nations at that time. He popped over to be put in charge of Ontario Hydro, electric system for Ontario, at that time publicly owned, in order to sell it off, which he did, by the way. They also talked about the coming austerity, especially doing energy, and only essential businesses only would get power, etc., etc. This guy knows what he's talking about, since he helps design, you know, how we all go across the world from the United Nations. Anyway, this article again talks about how much they're going to save, and it mentions different counties are going to turn off the electric lights about midnight or so. But you understand what's the other agenda here. It's a curfew. Doesn't say curfew anywhere in the article. You're supposed to think about that yourself. You understand, everyone's been trained for everything to be spelled out to them in very simplistic languages. It's grade five is what they actually say. They make this all out of the stuff for the consumers out there to read. You're supposed to do the thinking for yourself. Like Kissinger said, and Brzezinski said too, that the people are unable to reason for themselves. Shortly. They'll expect the media to do the reasoning for them. Well, obviously, you'll have the beginning of a curfew, you see, across the country. And although they won't say it's illegal to go after midnight, you will get stopped and say, well, it's suspicious. You will stop me because you're suspicious. You're out after midnight. And you start getting hassled, then you won't go after midnight. Many ways to achieve your objective. Many ways.
So think about it. That's definitely coming, and that's part of the bigger picture of it, of course. And talking about austerity, you know, we have the Tsar, Nicholas Sarkozy, who spends £10,000 a day on food and keeps 121 cars under his palace. So since he's been promised to cut back on his presidential spending, it's actually splashing out £10,000 a day on food and keeps 121 cars under the LEC palace, according to a new book that says here. Socialist MP René Dossier in L'Argent, in the Detached Money from the State, says, sets out what he sees as extraordinary excesses by the French president. An explosive book accuses Sarkozy of ignoring the most elementary principles of separation between public and private accounts. Sarkozy, whose palace budget exceeds that of the Queen, recently stated that there would be a rupture with his past money splurging ways and more transparency. It's cancelled the annual £500,000 palace garden party. That must be a great thing to forego that, must be weeping. But this doesn't go far enough, according to Dossier. Just last week, he sent a medical team to the Ukraine on board a state-owned private jet to attend to one of his sons. That's like most countries are doing that kind of stuff. Pierre, and fly him back to Paris to the tune of £22,000. His fleet of cars is double the size of predecessor Jacques Chirac and cost annually £100,000 to insure and a whopping £275,000 to fuel. They rent the guys that are taking care of them and polishing them all the time. Then there are his huge travel costs. He uses an Airbus A330, dubbed Air Sarko 1, that drained the public purse of £215 million to kit out. It's accompanied by a delegation of 300 people on trips abroad and travels more often than previous presidents, claims Dossier. And it goes on with the usual stuff, but that's how they live, you see, at the top, where they tell you to be austere. And what do you think of what all the cutbacks are doing? Well, the cash still goes up, up and up. It doesn't go down, it goes up, you see, upwards. All the cash goes up, and they can actually afford to splash out more themselves. Even says here the French people also chip in for £1,000 worth of daily newspapers and Sarkozy's house wine, the red option being a £160 bottle of Crow's Hermitage, which guests use to wash down foods such as lobster, carpaccio, and calf's cheeks. And these guys are telling us to revolt and become vegetarian. The total annual expenditure comes to £95 billion. So, nothing exciting there. It's just the way it is, isn't it? Now, I'll speak up tonight. An article came out a couple of years ago. It's a good summary, really, of Agenda 21, and it's links to it all, to Agenda 21, the end of Western civilization. And it's from News with Views. I'll put that up tonight, too. And for those who have an attention span of past 2 or 3 minutes, you can work your way through it and look up Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. We even find the speeches from the big boys who helped plan it all, including Maurice Strong of Canada, and the fact that the speeches that they gave, they had to call it different names in different countries so that the public would be suspicious that it was all one big agenda from the top guys themselves. And says here in his opening remarks at the ceremonies at the Air Summit, it's the last one, the next one is coming up this year, and that's going to be the real kicker for you. Maurice Strong stated, "The concept of national sovereignty has been an immutable, indeed sacred principle of international relations. It is a principle which will yield only slowly and reluctantly to the new imperatives of global environmental cooperation." They just call it cooperation. "It is simply not feasible for sovereignty to be exercised unilaterally by individual nation states, however powerful. The global community," who is this global community? Have you ever voted for them or seen them? "Must be assured of environmental security. If this is true, then he and his cohorts must be even more against individual sovereignty." Keep this quote in mind as you read about Agenda 21. And it gives you all the big boys that invented the last law. And everybody and anybody, this is the top. All in it together, including their sustainable blackouts and everything else. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, folks, we're back, Cuttings with the Matrix. And interestingly, too, we tend to be insular, especially the U.S. They still think that because there's so much media, they think they've been told more truth, that the opposite is true. Everything is about what's internal, and they're always distracted about what's internally happening inside the U.S. And I keep saying this is a global agenda. And you have to compare it with other countries, and it's quite easy then to sort of detect their thing. You just follow this. Oh, they're doing it, they're doing it, they're doing it, they're doing it. Who started it? And bingo, you've got your answer, it's global. Full body scans rolled out at all Australian international airports after trial. It says, well, the trials, of course, before we got ours, and then the employees started coming down with cancers, so I don't know what kind of trial it is. Anyway, it says, passengers at airports across Australia will be forced to undergo full body scans or be banned from flying. There's free choice for you, under new laws to be introduced into federal parliament this week. But they're on a roll. They're completely Fabian socialists now. And when the Fabians get in openly, they really go to town. And a radical $28 million security overhaul, the scanners will be installed at all international airports from July and follows trials in Sydney and Melbourne in August and September last year. The government is touting the technology as the most advanced available, with equipment being able to detect metallic and non-metallic items beneath clothing. It's also keen to allay concerns to raise on travel online forums that passengers would appear nude on security screens as they had when similar scanners were introduced at the U.S. airports. The technology will show passengers on a screen as stick figures of neither sex. Oh, who's kidding who? Who's kidding who? They're talking to children, eh? We're all children. Yeah. Yeah, Massa. Okay, boss. Stick figures, or sex with me. And I'll show you too. This is a nasty thing about what happened with the chains, food chains, and all kind of store chains. It's something that happened even in Germany in the 20s. Big chains were taken over then, and that was one of the grievances that the Germans had. Because once you have fewer choices, eventually you're under the gun, especially for things for your like your food, for instance. And now you have grocery stores that have big long chains. They're not called chains for nothing, you know. And over there, Coles, one of the big ones there, have taken over food chains, and I think it's even Woolworths or something. There's two or three of them have really snapping it up, and then if any of them slash their prices, the other ones are bitching to the government. They pass laws so they can't be cheaper than them. So in other words, they're all selling the same prices eventually once they get their way. And they're really getting hit big time too with their exports of cattle abroad and meat abroad because, again, they get all the queenies coming in who are awfully handy at times when you want to isolate and put the people into poverty in Australia. And another thing too, as the main products, I call my iconic products, shipped offshore from Australia, it says that even stuff that we use every day, even disinfectants and things, everything's moving offshore in Australia. And they'll be selling more and more of its assets just in New Zealand shortly too. But it says, an article put that up to talking about the basic things that you use every day and basic brands are all moving offshore from Australians, which had to come under free trade, you understand? That's part of free trade. Free trade is you open your doors to everybody else on the planet if you're a first world country, and then you sink down into the slime of the third world gradually. That's really what it's about. In this article too, I saw Green Cities, Cool Mayors, Red Ink and Dead Culture. Quite good, actually, from 2009. And he's done a lot of work on sustainability and all the world environment days and so on. He turns up to those and prints everything up. Green Cities Declaration, that's all part of the Sustainability 2 Agenda 21, and the Urban Environmental Accords. These are all terms for the same thing, just to confuse the public. But there's just a good document on these. He says, at a U.S. conference of mayors in San Francisco, June the 5th, 2005, two documents, the Green Cities Declaration and the Urban Environmental Accords, were presented. Every mayor in attendance signed them. Because of that, every citizen in America is threatened. The two documents are part and parcel of the United Nations Agenda 21. Canada's in it, completely too, and all the mayors in Canada as well. The first is the declaration that the mayors of all the cities in the U.S. and the world are going to be the implementers of Agenda 21. The second explains how it will be implemented, closing with the statement, the goal is for cities to pick three actions to adopt each year. You understand, if you don't read these articles, you have no idea. You see little bits in your paper and take no notice, and then you just forget it. You delete it, basically. If the cities achieve the goal of implementing three actions each year from 2005, they will have completed their 21 actions in the 7 years leading up to June the 5th, 2012, the date of World Environment Day. And it's also, again, for the time where Maurice Strong and his Rio Plus 20 summit, his second summit, comes into action. That's the biggie. What exactly will each city have achieved by then if they have a complete, you have the 21 actions set out by the Green Cities Green Mayor's Plan? They will receive 21 green stars, just like school, eh? That's it. Besides being in debt, deep debt, and having taken away their citizens' rights along with their property. While the website for Green Cities touts cost savings, jobs creation, and happy citizens, the reality is just the opposite. That reminds me of Bertrand Russell, talking about the future. He's like a big player in handling the mob, you know, the masses, as he called them, the useless eaters. And he talks about the government. The people will be happy because the government will tell them they are. See? See, the reality is just the opposite. Seven areas that comprise three actions each make up the 21 practical actions called for in the Accords. The seven areas are energy. That's where you have to end up paying for all your energy. That's including the cost of manufacturing and energy units, everything that you purchase. Waste reduction. Urban design, urban nature. Urban design is Agenda 21, where there's no private property. You understand that bank crash did a lot more than just achieve the fact that the bank is really even more stinking rich than they were before. It was also, this Obama is going to sell off or give away, 250 million homes or something. It's something like a credible amount, whatever the heck it is. But the thing is, however millions of homes is given away that the government took over in the bank crash, who's getting it, number one? Same guys who always run rentals. And they'll be getting it for peanuts as well, if they pay anything at all. Millions of homes. And it's all part of rental. Now you're rented, that's Agenda 21. No private property in Agenda 21 will be allowed. And no private vehicles, only essential vehicles only. And you think it's all just fluff. They're implementing it all. And also the transportation, environmental health, and water. Water. There's such an article I've got here too, water as a weapon, discussed by the governments as well. It says, what the governments have to do, the city councils and all the rest of the town councils, strive to meet or beat the Kyoto Protocol targets in their own communities through actions ranging from anti-sprawl land use, police to urban forest restoration projects to public information campaigns, use of eminent domain to take private property developed or not and replace it with tiny surveillance monitored parks. That's where they can tase you, like that article I read last week. They wouldn't tase the guy who was walking his dogs. Greensward, I should say, it was a cattle prodigum. You know, that's where they are, just cattle prods on the wires. And Greensward, indoctrination campaigns at all levels, from schools, always in schools and stuff, to workplace, to the media. Urge the state governments and the federal government to enact policies and programs to meet or beat the greenhouse gas. And that's what they've been doing for the last few years. It doesn't matter what the feds say, you see. They're still going ahead through all these ones, these kind of agendas. Emission reduction targets suggested for the U.S. and the Kyoto Protocol, 7% reduction from 1990 levels by 2012. Urge the U.S. Congress to pass the bipartisan greenhouse gas reduction legislation, which would establish a national emission trading system. There's your cash thing again, it's trading carbon credits. And that paper was drafted up by Waxman Markey. Since the meeting in 2005, the total number of U.S. mayors to sign on has passed 900. Because not every mayor in every city has yet signed on to green cities, local citizens are asked to take charge of the project for their cities and move them forward. See, they act on every level, then they get the greenies in each area to mobilize and start pressurizing the mayors who haven't signed it yet. Some mayors have turned down the offer of being a cool mayor. One suggests that the program appears likely to lose its way and simply redistribute wealth in the state. Whoa, that mayor can read between the lines. A columnist in Michigan wrote that while some may argue that it's logical to provide this type of funding, the program is offering actually $100,000 catalyst grants to big cities while offering small towns matching grants to larger cities. It's important to remember that past state and local government efforts to stimulate economic growth in larger cities have failed. The governor's attempts to revitalize Michigan's economy through the Cool Cities Initiative might seem honorable, but it's ironic that the state is handing out hundreds of thousands of dollars in dubious grants at a time when legislators are debating the per-pupil funding for schools, money for higher education, and restraining Medicaid benefits. It should shift its focus to providing a secure environment that is open to new business by restructuring the single business tax, rationalizing its regulatory environment, and removing other roadblocks to economic development. So that's one part, again, of Agenda 21, and it really impacts every facet of your life. And it's so amazing to me that when your major faces come on television and the news time, the straight faces to tell you this is happening, that's going to cost you more, they never tell you what's behind it. And they call themselves journalists. Who's kidding who? They know what's going on. You're not supposed to know what's going on. Nice little boys and girls, that's all you're supposed to be, and leave it all to the experts. And another article, too, on directed energy weapons that came out January 29th, and it says, in the dawn of 2012, many Americans still left in the dark and unawakened to the fact that their omnipotent government and floundering leaders, as good, in Washington would have anything less than the people's best interests at heart. Will now face one of their biggest fears, which is factions within the U.S. government's military-industrial complex have been and indeed are testing directed energy weapons, along with chemical, nuclear, and biological agents on the civilian populace. In fact, U.S. law approved by Congress, and the link is here, by the way, allows chemical and biological testing also on the populace, and it's got the public laws there. It says the President of Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues is comprised of 13 members and was established in November 2009 by way of Executive Order 13521, which was issued by President Barack H. Obama. According to the PCSBI official government website, the President Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues advised the President on bioethical issues that may emerge from advances in biomedicine and related areas of science and technology. The Commission works with the goal of identifying and promoting policies and practices that ensure scientific research, healthcare delivery, and technological innovation. That's the part you have to look at, and technological innovation are conducted in an ethically responsible manner. It goes on to say that the Commission has engaged in various studies over time, one of which was a December 15, 2011 study entitled Moral Science Protecting Participants in Human Subjects Research. So they've already been doing on thousands of people, and it's got all the different articles and links to what's been actually happening. Just Moral Science Protecting Participants in Human Subjects Research reads like a mad scientist diary, stating the Presidential Commission for the Study of Bioethical Issues today issued its report concerning federally sponsored research involving human volunteers, including that current rules and regulations provide adequate safeguards to mitigate risk. In its report, Moral Science Perfecting Participants in Human Subjects Research, the Commission also recommends 14 changes to current practices to better protect research subjects and called on the federal government to improve its tracking of research programs supported with taxpayers' dollars. It goes on to openly admit that the U.S. government spread bioagents to Guatemalans in the mid-1940s and other ones too. And I've done the ones since then too that came out where they were actually copying the test that they were doing in Britain. And so a guy from the U.S. military stood in and says, no, this is having terrible effects on the public in Britain. We didn't know they were getting sprayed with all this stuff. This is back in the 60s and 70s. And he says, I don't want it happening here. And they go on about many other things in this article about how they gave the Guatemalans sexually transmitted diseases and then studied them and things like that. It happens all the time. It's a horror story looking back on the past. In the U.S., they're even injecting plutonium solutions in black people. And I've put up the links in the NHB archives at cuttingthroughmedics.com. It actually told me about the cancer, so they didn't have cancers at all. And these are brand new treatments to see how they affect them. But it is given the stuff and then monitor them until they die, basically, on the effects. Of course, you're different. They never do that to you. No, you're too important, eh? And a smart meter screw up, too. It says white hat hackers have exposed the privacy shortcomings of smart meter technology. Researchers said the German firm Discovery apparently allowed information gathered by smart meters to travel over an insecure link to its servers. Information which could be intercepted apparently could be interpreted to reveal not only whether or not users happened to be home at the time and consuming electricity, but even what film they were watching, what movie they were watching, based on their fingerprint of power usage. The many surprising secrets revealed by some smart meter setups were revealed during a presentation by researchers Dario Caruso and Stefan Brinkos on the 28th at the 28th Chaos Computing Congress, they called it. It's like a hacker conference in Berlin late last month. During the talk entitled Smart Hacking for Privacy, the researchers explained that they came across numerous security and privacy-related issues after signing up with the smart electricity meter service supplied by Discover G. This is Discover G, not Discovery. And this link is also here. You can look at the YouTube and see what they came up with. Because DiscoverG's website SSL certificate was misconfigured, the meters failed to send data over secure encrypted link, contrary to claims DiscoverG made at the time before the presentation. This meant that confidential electricity consumption data was sent in clear text. Because meter readings were sent in clear text, the researchers were able to intercept and send back forged incorrect meter readings back to DiscoverG. This is in addition that the researchers discovered that a complete historical record of users' meter usage was easily obtained from DiscoverG's servers via an interface designed to provide access. term log power usage in 2 second intervals. This fine-grained data was enough not only to determine what appliances the user was using over a period of time, thanks to the power signature of particular devices, but even which film or movie they were watching. And it explained that the fluctuating brightness levels of a film or a TV show when displayed on a plasma screen or LCD TV created fluctuating power consumption levels. This creates a power consumption signature for a film that might be determined from the readings obtained by the Discovery's technology. Researchers concluded that the 2 second frequency of power reading was not necessary for Discovery's stated goal of providing a warning for consumers if they, for example, have left an iron on for leaving the use of the house. So it's for other uses, as you can see, for, you know, whether you're doing at home. Back with more after this break.
Our bodies have different needs from person to person. Some need more of this, some more of that. But what is consistently the same about everyone is that we all need multiple vitamins and nutrients every day. But how to decide what's best? So many products out on the market make claims of being the best. Well, they can't all be the best. How can you know? Read and compare. Daniel Chapter 1's Endo 24 is packed full of all the vitamins, nutrients, protein, and carbs you need. Compared to Ensure or SlimFast, Endo 24 blows them out of the water completely. Get your full day supply of nutrients in Endo 24. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. And use the promo code 100A for a discount. That's promo code 100A. Call the order center and get your Endo 24, the full multivitamin, multinutrient meal replacement.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, we're back. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, and I'm going to go to a caller in a minute, but first I'm going to tell you that everybody's discriminated against this world. So I'm going to have one about Scotsmen and how Scotsmen are discriminated against in this time in history, but all technology as well ties in with it. So I'll put a video up for you tonight to watch. Now we'll go to the caller. And there's Alex from New York still hanging on line there. You there, Alex?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I don't know if you've commented on this or even want to, but what do you think about how well apparently Ron Paul is doing right now?
I don't see things the way I'm supposed to see them. I've mentioned before, it doesn't matter how well he does. I think most folk agree. They probably won't let them, and it's enough people, basically the general public will never even hear about them. It happens in Canada once in a while too with an outside runner. But it's not so much how he does, it's the fact that if he got in, if he got as far enough as being sworn in, he'd have to be surrounded by hand-picked military, hand-picked military. He'd have to be in a Popemobile, because the big boys aren't going to stop everything they've done for the last 100 years because of one person. No. They're not going to do it. It's not going to happen. Wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, I wanted to talk about, this was a while ago, but my experience down at Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah.
Like down at Zuccotti Park, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole lot of people down there, people who are just plain old socialists and people who are like patriots, mm-hmm. and want things to be better and kind of know what's going on. But a really big problem I noticed there is just a lot of people that want to tell you how to do things. Mm-hmm. Just like a lot of people I noticed that would probably make some very good future bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Because there's just too many people there who think they know everything, and that them being so much smarter than everyone, they should be able to tell everyone what to do.
Yeah, you're quite right. And again, too, a lot of them are students of the universities, and
yep.
The universities have been teaching Marxism for years. It's still openly in Canada. It's a big subject, mm-hmm. and a lot of folk take it. And they're neo-Trotskyists, as they like to call themselves, but they are definitely used as an army. Everybody in a group, you understand, who hasn't come to conclusions by themselves is being used by somebody else. And once they get these conclusions imprinted in them, they are simply an army to be used with buzzwords that just turn them on and off, you know. Very easy to do. And
yeah,
environmentalism and so on. And they just click on environmentalism and talk about something else, they click off again. And, you know.
Yeah, and a couple other scary things that happen there. Just the whole one person says something, I'm standing like way farther than everyone else. I can hear them perfectly well. If for some reason the entire group has to repeat every word this person
yeah.
says.
That's right.
And that's just not right.
Well, that was the technique, again, dreamed up by the Marxists a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they used that in other countries years and years ago. So it's been used again. It worked then. It will work now. And all you've got, really, is all you need is leaders and a mob to follow them. And the mob are the sheep that George Orwell talked about. Two legs good, four legs bad. You know, and then vice versa, four legs good, two legs bad. Mm-hmm. They didn't even notice the change themselves. They just parrot what the leaders say. Because they're all enthusiastic and on board with their heroes that they're presented with. You're quite right, absolutely. But thanks for calling. And from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. A God of your gods go with you.
The next round.